Hi GWA, this is part two of the totally unofficial audio questionnaire. Okay, let's start. Number one, some GWA members listen to audio posts while at work. Have you ever listened while driving? And where else do you listen? Well, I don't drive, so that will never happen. So I listen during my commute. On the train or on the bus, also at my desk, at work, while typing memos and doing research. Number two, have you ever ended sex because it was so bad? Tell us about your worst sex partner, why it was so bad, and what you did about it. Worst sex partner. Nothing really. This really doesn't apply to me, so skip this. Number three. If you accidentally find a very attractive person masturbating or two very attractive people having sex and there's no chance of you being seen, would you masturbate while you watch them? How long would you watch? If there was no chance that I would be seen, then why wouldn't I if I got turned on? Yeah, so there. How long? Maybe a while until they finish. Okay, number four. Have you ever had a kissing cousin? If not, do you have relatives that you would fuck if they were not related? If we were not related, then they wouldn't be my relatives, so. Sure. I mean, am I overanalyzing this? Okay. Number five. Have you ever talked to a GWA recording? Nod my head or answer while touching myself. Yes, definitely. This is what I love about recordings. You can, like, immerse yourself in the recording while it happens, so I usually answer and nod my head. Sure. Number six. When you're checking out someone, where do your eyes go first, second, and third? Well, first I look at the person's smile if it's extremely attractive, right? The smile, second, well, if they still have hair, maybe, or they look over hair, yeah. Third, maybe the, your fingernails, if it's clean, if they have clean fingernails, or generally the hygiene, it's really gross to have dirty fingernails. There. Verse 7, have you ever had a professional give you a lap dance? How exciting was it? Your heart or wet, and if you haven't had one, is it something you would like to have? I wouldn't mind having one, but I wouldn't seek it out. I've had a dancer at a bridal shower come near me, but he didn't actually give me a lap dance, just dance there in front of all of us during the bridal shower, so I don't think that counts. So they're not something I would like to have, but I wouldn't mind, you know. Okay. Number 8. 3-part question about age and sex. How many years older than you is too old? How many years younger than you is too young? First that. If a guy is as old as my dad, that would be just so gross. I mean, I wouldn't want to have sex with someone who's as old as my father. So plus 30 years than what I am now. How many years younger than me is too young? Someone who is as old as my younger sister. She's 20 right now. So if you're 20, then no chance. Okay, in the United States, this is letter C. In the United States, the age of consent is generally 18. In many countries, the age of consent is 16. Do you feel that you had the maturity at 16 to make good decisions about sex, especially sex with someone 21 or older? Why or why not? Well, when I was 16, I felt like I was really old. I've always felt old, you know. Feel like I have an old soul. So, me at 16, it's plenty old to have sex with someone 21 or older, sure. Because girls mature faster than guys. That's my reasoning. Okay, number 9. Is there a sex position or kind of sex that you told yourself you would never do or enjoy but ended up doing anyway? What was it, and did you enjoy yourself? Kind of sex, probably. I thought about this. Skype sex. Like, I told myself I would never do it, and I totally avoided it until it finally happened, but it's okay. I felt good after, but after a time when I thought about it, I just really regretted it, you know? A bit. Then after a time, like, I forgot about it. I just shrugged it off. But it's not something that I would want to do right away. Okay. Number 10. Have you ever stolen a boyfriend or girlfriend from someone or found yourself inappropriately attracted and flirting with a significant other of a close friend? Never stolen a boyfriend or girlfriend from someone. Although there was this time when a friend of mine liked this guy, and that guy asked me if I could be his girlfriend, and I blew him off because I knew that this friend of mine liked him. So, actually in reverse, I ended up not having a boyfriend because a friend of mine liked him. It's just not done to like someone that your friend likes. So, yeah, and inappropriately attracted and flirting with a significant other of a close friend. Never, I would never do that. Because, yeah, friendships are important. So, okay. So that's all 10 questions. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Rob1514, for the questions. Catch you again some other time, GWA. Bye bye.